You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
No church this morning.
I didn't fancy it today.
George won't be disappointed.
To be honest, Helen, I don't think he'll even notice I'm not there.
Right.
And I thought, why waste this beautiful morning?
Not on the road, Henry. Wait there. Good boy. So what are you doing for your birthday? Anything exciting?
Oh, I was sort of hoping we could go away. You know, stay the night in a hotel or whatever. Wake up in the morning, just the two of us.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I know Ed would love it. He's never really properly felt at home in the house.
Does make life awkward sometimes, doesn't it, living with your parents?
I mean, don't get me wrong, Mum and Dad have been amazing. I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't taken us in.
But you can't lift a finger without them knowing all about it.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing for your birthday?
Oh, just going out for a meal. To the Bull, probably.
Just for a change?
Yeah. Well, it's partly the money, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But the other thing is, if we went away, Ed would have to get Oliver to do the milking.
All right, we're coming.
You didn't feel he could ask.
Why not?
Well, because Oliver's going to have to do it all next week when Ed's off doing this badger vaccination thing.
Oh, that's next week, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, hold my hand. What do we do? We look that way, then we look the other way.
No cars.
Right, no cars coming, so over we go.
Morning.
Oh, look who it is, Uncle Ian.
Uncle.
Hello.
Morning.
Off to work.
Yeah, Sunday lunch won't cook itself. And let me guess, you're off to the playground.
Swings.
Swings, eh? That sounds like loads of fun.
You going to join us?
Oh, I wish, but I'm running late as it is. I'm glad I've seen you, though. I've got the evening off on Friday. Do you fancy coming over for a bit of supper? We haven't had a good old gossip in ages.
Friday,
I know, it's not the best night of the week. You've probably got a hot date all lined up.
Chance to be a fine thing. No, I'd love to come.
Excellent. Well, about seven, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you then. Bye-bye, Henry.
Bye.
Okay. Bye, Kira.
Aren't you going to say goodbye?
No.
Oh, right then. You know, just because things didn't work out with you and that Jono...
What?
Well, there's no reason to give up.
So, what do you mean?
Like Ian said, Friday night you should be out in the town.
Oh, no. I'd rather stay home and watch the telly.
You're not going to meet anyone that way, are you?
Don't need to. Henry's the only man for me.
Okay, so how about a drive out, Caroline? We go to Edgeley, have lunch at the Fox, see if their new chef is all he's cracked up to be.
Not today.
Not feeling so good?
No, I'm fine, Oliver. Absolutely fine. I just, I was thinking I might pop over to Grey Gables for an hour or so.
But he went into the office on Friday.
Yeah. And it made me realise how out of touch I am with everything.
Well, you've only been off for a couple of weeks.
Yes, I know, but...
And you said yourself that you were happy with how things were.
Oh, yes, I just feel a bit out of touch. That big party of Americans, for instance.
What about them?
I didn't know they were booked in.
No, that was all fixed up when you were ill. But they're no trouble. Well, apart from the usual. They like iced water with everything. And if they don't like something, they tell you.
What do you mean? Has someone complained?
No, of course not. It's just, if the English are unhappy, they send you a pompous letter after the event.
Oh, someone written a
letter? No, darling. I was just making a general point, that's all. Honestly, Caroline, there is no mess to clear up. No irate customer to be pacified. Everything has gone like clockwork.
Right.
And frankly, I'm disappointed that you have so little faith in my managerial skills.
Oh, darling, I know you did a brilliant job. It's me. I just need to get myself back into the swing of things.
And you're going to sit here twitching all afternoon, are you, unless I let you go in?
Oh, just for an hour or two.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's go and have lunch in the restaurant, eh? Just so you can observe how perfectly smoothly everything is running.
Oh, thank you.
But no sneaking into the office.
Dad! Dad!
Oh! Hello!
Kathy's here to see you.
Sorry to interrupt your gardening.
Oh, just doing a bit of tidying up.
You should see my garden.
Can I pick some beans for lunch?
Yeah, help yourself.
Okay, thanks.
I haven't touched the garden this past couple of weeks.
Well, it's hard to find the time sometimes, isn't it?
Oh, dear. I don't like to ask now.
What?
Well, I was hoping you could spare me an hour or two on Wednesday.
Oh, silent film night?
I'm having a bit of a nightmare time at work at the moment.
Oh, yeah?
We lost our general manager a few weeks ago. And there's a particular member of the management committee who has taken it upon himself to... well, to keep an eye on things. And generally make my life a misery.
Oh, dear.
I'm just on my way in there now. He had me rejig the Sunday lunch menu, and I'm not at all sure. Well, there are a lot of our members who... they don't like change, basically.
No, I can imagine.
So tinkering with the lunch menu?
Not popular, right?
Anyway, the point is, this wretched man is insisting that we need to have a meeting on Wednesday afternoon, which is exactly when I was hoping to pick up the booze and the glasses from the cash and carry.
Well, you want me to do it?
Oh, do say if it's inconvenient. I know how busy you are.
No, that's fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, you sure?
Not a problem.
Oh, Neil, you're an angel. That is such a weight off my mind.
Anything else needs doing, just give me a shout.
I think everything else is pretty much under control. Mm. Although I did have another worried phone call from Patrick this morning, asking exactly what time the DVDs are being delivered tomorrow.
Oh, he's going to take them home, is he? And practice his accompaniment?
That's a general idea. But the good news is, I popped into the shop just now and Sabrina told me they'd sold several tickets this morning for the second showing.
Ooh, good.
Anyway, I'd better get on. Leave you to your mowing.
Another bit of good news.
Oh, yeah?
Alan and I were wondering what we could do next as a fundraiser, and Shula's come up with a real cracker. Well, you know she's got a few contacts at the cathedral.
Yeah.
Well... she's only gone and got the cathedral choir to come and sing at St. Stephen's.
You're kidding?
For free.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's not all. There's this talented young cellist, something or other, used to be at the cathedral school. She's going to come and play.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm. Yeah, I was only thinking the other day, we keep tapping the same source.
Yeah, the people we know in the village.
Yeah, and pretty soon they're going to get fed up being asked to reach into their pockets. But the cathedral choir.
Yeah, going to attract people from all over, isn't it?
Oh, it's brilliant. Oh, Emma, those look good.
There's loads more.
Yeah. Well, they got off to a slow start, the Runnabees, but they're cropping really well now. Do you want some?
Yeah, I'd love some, but I can't stop now. I really must get over to the club. And thanks ever so much for,
No, it's not a problem.
Bye.
See you.
What was all that about?
Oh, just this... film night on Wednesday. She needs a hand with something.
Right.
And what happened to you this morning?
What?
Thought you were coming to church.
Changed my mind.
Oh?
Well, I thought about it, but... I don't see the point, really.
Hmm.
It's just... to be honest with you, Dad, I was only doing it for George.
Yeah, I know.
And I hardly get to see him. We've not been there 5 minutes and he gets taken off to junior church.
Well, you could always volunteer to help out with that.
Oh, thanks very much.
Just a suggestion.
No, I'm more than happy to leave that to Nick. She's welcome to it.
Now sit down.
His shirt was hanging out at the back.
Sit.
Couldn't just ignore it.
We're here to eat lunch, Caroline, not scold the waiters.
I didn't scold him. I'm sorry. You were saying?
The Maldives.
Well, you don't like beach holidays.
But you do. And I want to take you somewhere you can totally relax.
I'm hardly going to be able to relax if you're bored witless.
I'm never bored.
Because you're always busy. No, if we're going away, I think we should go somewhere with a bit of history.
Well, how about New England, huh? Supposed to be glorious at that time of year. We can marvel at the autumn colours and eat lobster.
That'll be full of tourists, then.
We can find a nice hotel in Boston where there are galleries and concert halls and lots of history. Bunker Hill, Paul Revere.
Why has nobody cleared that table?
What?
The people left a good 5 minutes ago.
Caroline.
Look, there are napkins on the floor. I must go and do something.
No! Sit down. The waiters are busy. They're not standing around with their hands in their pockets.
Well, it creates such a bad impression.
If you're going to nitpick about everything, I'm going home.
Well, well, if it isn't the boss.
Ian!
This is a nice surprise.
Hello.
You know, it's lovely to see you up and about again.
Have you missed me?
Desperately. The place hasn't been the same without you.
Oh, thanks very much.
Well, not worse, just different. Now, have you ordered?
We're having the lamb.
Good, that's what I was going to recommend.
I'll be back at work properly tomorrow.
So soon?
I really am quite recovered.
Well, now, don't rush things. The hotel has been surviving okay without you.
I keep telling her that, Ian, but she won't believe me.
Oh, hi, Helen. Is your mum in?
No. She and Dad have just popped over to see Gran.
Oh, well, never mind.
Can I give Mum a message?
No, it's nothing urgent. I just wanted to chat.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm having a few problems at work. Feels like it did when I was a teacher and we had the Ofsted inspectors in.
Right.
Anyway, I won't bore you with all the detail. Just tell your mum I called, will you?
Yeah, sure. And since you're here, Cathy, you know this cheese?
Cheese?
The Wheel of Borsetshire Blue for Wednesday, the raffle prize.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. That's really kind of you.
Well, what do you want me to do with it? I mean, are you having the raffle prizes on display?
Oh, I suppose so.
It encourages people to buy tickets, doesn't it? They can see what they're getting.
Although a couple of the prizes are just vouchers. And the cheese, well, it does get rather hot in the village hall.
I'll make sure it's well wrapped. Or I could let you have a photograph.
A photograph?
From when it won a prize at the Borsetshire show.
Oh, well, perhaps I'd better have a word with Jill. She has more experience of these things than I do.
Oh, why don't I ring her? You've obviously got more than enough on your plate.
Things have been a bit crazy this past week. But I think we're pretty much all set for Wednesday.
Ticket selling all right?
Oh, yes. Sabrina said they'd sold 20-odd in the shop this morning. Nathan Booth bought 6.
Good heavens.
And then there were a bunch of the strawberry pickers from Home Farm and Rob Titchener.
Rob Titchener?
I know. I wouldn't have thought it was his cup of tea.
I'm surprised he's here, that's all. Doesn't he usually spend the weekends with his family in Hampshire?
Did I leave my phone?
Ah, Mrs. Bellamy, you're back.
Oh, thank heavens.
You put it to charge earlier on.
Didn't ring while I was out, did it?
No.
No. No messages.
And just to be clear, I would not answer your mobile should it ring in your absence. However, there was a call from the bank.
Well, what did they want?
To speak to you. I said you'd be back by 11.
About 11, I said.
So when they called for a second time, I rang Bernard, but he said you'd already left. Anyway, it's a Mr. Molam and the number is on your desk.
Right.
He seemed to think it was urgent.
Yes. All right, Anthea. Just let me get some coffee on.
Oh, would you like me to
No, I can manage.
When I spoke to Bernard, he said the builders' merchants were dragging their feet on a delivery.
Yes, he told me.
Because their account had not been settled.
But it's only a few days overdue. Just slipped my mind because of all that business with the asbestos. I'll do it this afternoon.
Would you like me to
Is this all the coffee we've got left?
I can get some more when I go to lunch. So, are things progressing at Gilbert's Cross?
Yes.
The structural work is underway again?
Yes.
So, it's probably time to get some quotations for tiling. I could do that this afternoon.
No, I'll do it.
I do have a number of contacts in the business.
I am perfectly capable of getting a few quotes, thank you very much.
Right.
Isn't it time you went to lunch?
Another 5 minutes.
Well, I won't tell if you don't.
Poor old Patrick. He's a bundle of nerves.
Still?
Oh, getting worse as the film night draws nearer. But honestly, he's got nothing to worry about. I went over there last night and he played me some bits he's prepared.
Yeah?
All different styles, you know, Keystone Cops type, chase music, etc. I reckon he could do the whole thing without rehearsal. Are you okay?
What? Yeah, I'm fine.
You are coming on Wednesday, aren't you?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, probably?
Well, I hope so.
Oh, Helen, you must!
It's just, you know, babysitter problems.
Oh, well, do you want me to look after
him? No, no. You've got to be there. You're Patrick's moral support.
But I could go to the first show and then you
could
go...
No, seriously, Kirsty. I'll sort it out. Don't worry.
Oh, I've had to park out the front. There's some idiot blocking the rear access.
Oh, not again.
I'll help you unload. Did you bring the yoghurt?
Yes. And there's another box of salad stuff.
Hey.
Where do you want this?
Oh, just put it on the counter. It can go straight on the display.
Okay.
How are things?
Okay.
How's it going with Bellingham's?
All right.
Mm, you don't sound very convinced.
No. Sales are holding up well.
And they're pleased?
So far. I'm just a bit worried about what's going to happen when this initial promotion ends.
When the prices go back up.
Are sales going to plummet? I mean, it's easy enough to sell something once.
Particularly if it's cut price.
It's persuading people to keep coming back. That's the difficult bit.
Hmm.
Any ideas?
Not immediately. Let me have a think. Are you doing anything this evening?
No.
Well, I'm not working at Jack's tonight. Why don't we meet in the Bull for a drink?
And the cheese and onion flan?
Free range, organic, local eggs.
Are they red onions?
I can ask the cook.
No, don't worry. I'll just have a cheese sandwich.
You sure about that?
Wholemeal bread, cheddar cheese. And you do use butter, don't you?
Yes.
Not spread.
Pickle?
No pickle. And a side salad without cucumber or celery and no dressing.
Okay. With your mineral water, that's £6.65, please.
I can probably give you the right money if you don't mind small change.
Change is good. We like change.
£3? Four.
Excuse me being nosy, but are you the new girl at Amside?
It's a long time since I was a girl.
Oh, no, sorry, I didn't mean...
But yes, I am working for Amside.
Oh, how are you finding it?
There you are. £6.65.
Oh, thanks.
I'm pleased to be employed so close to home.
Where do you live?
Felpersham.
Oh, well, not that close then.
Well, my previous job was in Birmingham.
Oh.
I found the commute rather tiring and I hardly saw my husband. So in terms of location, this job is infinitely preferable.
But otherwise...
I beg your pardon?
Well, how are you finding it?
Oh, it's always challenging, starting a new job.
Oh, of course.
Particularly when one is the sole assistant in an office.
Yeah, that must be tricky, finding out how they do things, where everything
is. I'm getting the measure of it now.
And how do you get on with the boss?
Mrs. Bellamy, I've worked with worse.
Oh.
Is she a friend of yours?
How did you guess?
This is a small village.
Indeed. You know, do you, that Mrs. Bellamy, it's not just her, usually, running the business. Her partner, he's been called away, and Gilbert's Cross project, well, it's a very big thing for her to handle on her own, and what with the asbestos and everything.
You have to expect such setbacks when you work in development.
Oh, you've got experience of this sort of business, have you?
My Birmingham job was for a substantial design and build company.
Oh, okay.
So I'm familiar with the vicissitudes of the trade. The important thing, as I've told Mrs. Bellamy, is to keep a cool head. More haste, less speed. A cliché, I know, but nonetheless true.
Yeah, sure. But you've got to make allowances for Lillian, Mrs. Bellamy. She's got a lot to cope with at the moment, and being left here to cope on her own...
If I go and sit over by the window, could you bring my sandwich over when it's ready?
Hello, Helen. I was going to give you a call. I said I'd meet Kirsty in the Bull later.
Yeah, she said.
Do you fancy joining us?
Oh, no thanks. By the time I've got Henry to bed...
Oh, you'll still have half the evening left. Come on, you don't get out nearly enough.
Oh, and you're out on a date every night, are you?
Okay. Kirsty said you're bailing out on the film night as well.
What? No, I'm just not quite sure what I'm doing yet.
But... I thought Mum and Dad were going to the early show so that you
yes,
can get
I know.
To the 9 o'clock.
I know that's what we'd planned, Tom, but I haven't quite decided yet.
All right. It's only asking.
Wow.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? Well, you know me, Kirsty. I do like a nice bit of bling.
So when's the wedding going to be?
Ah, well...
Can you name the day?
We've got to decide on a venue first, for the reception anyway. The ceremony is probably going to be at the register office. Mm-hmm. We're hoping for late October, early November, something like that.
Well, I think Fallon has a few ideas about the reception.
Yeah, I know she does.
She's taking her responsibilities as best woman very seriously.
She just likes spending other people's money. Oh, look, here's Tom.
Evening.
Oh, hiya.
A pint of lager?
Please.
Coming up.
I'll get this.
Oh, cheers, Kirsty.
Crisps?
Wouldn't say no. Didn't have time to eat before I came down here.
Not even time to pop a Tom Archer ready meal in the microwave.
Oh, well, I didn't want to keep you waiting on your night off. And I know I shouldn't admit this, but I am getting a bit bored with sausage casserole.
We do do food here, you know.
I'll just have a packet of cheese and onion for now, thanks.
Oh, and plain for me.
Right, that's £4.10, please.
So, had any genius ideas?
Afraid not, no.
Oh, well, that was a short conversation.
But I have had a couple of vague thoughts. Completely informed and potentially useless, but I'll tell you anyway.
Here's your crisps and 90 pence change.
Oh, thanks, Jolene. Shall we go and sit down?
Yeah, okay. Over in the corner. So, come on then. I'm all ears.
Well, this is a bit rubbish, but I was thinking, we ought to try and get something going on Twitter.
I've already posted about the launch.
Any response?
The usual suspects.
Who are the usual suspects?
Oh, you know, people I deal with regularly. There's a butcher called Dale over Atherton Way. He's a bit weird. Sells goat and ostrich and stuff like that. He's always on Twitter. And Colin as well.
Who's Colin?
Pig farmer. Supplies a lot of my meat. And there's a few others.
Send them some freebies.
Why?
Well, say you're celebrating the launch with Bellingham's and you're congratulating them on being a part of your success or whatever. With a bit of luck, they'll tweet about it.
You reckon?
And, you're probably going to hate this, but along with the free samples, you send them a picture of a pig.
A picture of a pig?
Oh, you will have to take some photographs of pigs pulling faces or sticking a leg in the air or doing something odd. Don't look at me like I'm bonkers. Remember the footballing pigs?
Of course I do.
Well, that got loads of attention, didn't it?
Yes.
And the other day, Helen was showing me this really sweet photo of Henry eyeballing one of your wieners.
Oh, that is such a cute picture, isn't it?
And I was imagining speech bubbles. So Henry's saying, when I grow up, I want to be an astronaut. And the little pig's replying, when I grow up, I want to be Tom Archer Meatballs.
That is sick.
I know, it's a bit weird.
Oh, no, I like it.
And the thing is, you know how people go crazy over cute pictures of cats? So I thought, well, why not cute pictures of pigs? And invite people to write captions or speech bubbles.
We could have a competition, post a bunch of pictures on the website and invite people to invent captions.
Yeah, offer a prize.
Like a voucher for ready meals.
Why not? But you kick it off by getting your mates on Twitter to join in.
And if they come up with some good ideas,
then maybe other people will have a go and with a bit of luck it'll escalate.
I like it.
Do you?
Well, definitely worth a try.
What you really need is a catchy hashtag.
Oh, yeah. Any ideas?
Piggy pics, pigs peculiar, pigs do the funniest things, pig in a joke.
What?
Well, you know, a pun on pig in a poke. No?
Not really.
Okay.
But puns are good.
Pork and ride.
Oof. Hang on. I think I've got it. How about swine time?
That is brilliant, Tom.
Yeah, not bad, eh?
Someone's having a good time.
Oh, what's the matter?
What do you think?
Have you heard anything?
Matt? No, not a word.
There you go.
Cheers.
Oh, by the way, I met the dreaded Anthea.
Really?
Yeah, she came in here at lunchtime.
Would have thought she'd be seen dead in a pub.
She's a funny old stick, isn't she?
Tell me about it. Drives me up the wall. More haste, less speed, Mrs. Bellamy.
Yeah, she came out with that one to me.
Oh, why, oh, why did Brenda Tucker have to go gallivanting off round Europe? Honestly, Jolene, I never thought I'd say this, but right now I would give my eye teeth to have Brenda back.
What's going on?
What do you mean?
Well, it's not even 7 o'clock yet.
Oh, I was about to bring you a cup of tea.
Yeah, but you're dressed for work.
Well, I thought I might as well make an early start.
What, you mean now?
One of the guests complained yesterday about the breakfast service. So I thought
what
I should...
What sort of complaint?
Oh, it was nothing. Yeah, tea.
Oh, thanks.
We used to have a particular kind of cereal, which apparently we don't anymore.
Well, surely that's Ian's problem.
Well, everything's my problem, ultimately.
Our problem.
Our problem. And as you know perfectly well, Oliver, it's getting the details right that makes all the difference in hotel management.
Yes, yes, of course.
And I noticed on Sunday things weren't quite as they should be in the restaurant.
So what you're saying is I let things slide?
No, no, of course not, darling. You did a terrific job. It's just, well, having been away for a couple of weeks, I suppose I'm noticing things more. Seeing everything with fresh eyes.
Well, that's another very good reason for us taking a proper holiday.
What?
You'll not only come back rested and with renewed energy, but you'll see things with really fresh eyes.
Bye, Fallon.
See you later, my darling.
Well, what do you reckon?
Oh, Fallon's dead keen for Jax to host the reception.
She's got it all worked out, hasn't she? Where the food will go, how the tables and chairs will be arranged.
She could have a great career as a party planner.
But, well, it's a bit cramped, isn't it?
Yeah, I know what you mean. We'd be limiting the party guests as well as the ones invited to the actual ceremony.
Yeah.
It's just...
What?
Oh, Fallon would so love to do it. You could see her getting all excited.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that she shouldn't organise the reception. Just somewhere else. Jax is...
What?
Well, for me, it has associations and it's full of memories.
Bad ones?
No, not at all. No, just reminders of my dissolute past.
Oh, yeah.
Now, firmly behind me.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, so maybe...
It's not the right place for our wedding reception.
Well, no, I mean, it is very convenient for the register office, though.
Oh, just around the corner.
Yeah, if that is where we're going to do the deed.
Oh, come on. Our appointment's in 15 minutes. Let's see what we think, huh? Mm.
Ah, Mrs. Bellamy.
Sorry to be so late.
No need to apologise.
Something came up.
I'm glad you're here, because I do need a signature.
What?
I took the liberty of filling out a cheque. I hope you don't mind.
I thought I made it clear, Anthea, that all financial matters...
Are your responsibility, yes. This is for the builder's merchant.
Builder's merchant?
You remember yesterday Bernard complained they were refusing to deliver.
I was supposed to sort that out, wasn't I?
He rang again first thing to say the men were on the verge of having to stop work. The replacement lintels hadn't been delivered and their supply was running dangerously low.
Completely slipped my mind.
Don't worry. It's all arranged. The necessary consignment will be on site by midday.
But if the supplier hasn't been paid...
I spoke to the manager and made it clear to him that if they valued Amside's custom, they should learn to be a little more flexible.
And that worked, did it?
It was necessary to assure him that payment would be forthcoming before the end of the working day. So, will you authorise me to hire a courier to deliver the cheque?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Thank you. So, if you could just confirm the amount.
Oh, I can't remember how much.
The invoice is there.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
And sign the cheque? Thank you.
No, thank you for... dealing with it. I can't think how I...
Are you all right, Mrs. Bellamy?
Yes. Yes, I'm sorry. I've just had a bit of a difficult morning.
Would you like me to make you some coffee?
No. I had some earlier.
Oh, while I think of it, the tiles. Have you actually gone ahead and ordered them?
No.
Oh, good.
I just marked in the catalogue the ones I thought...
Because I know, from experience, that Mead Cochrane do a virtually identical tile and give a substantially larger trade discount. So you could save yourself several hundred pounds.
I'm sorry, Anthea.
What?
I have to go out for a while.
Are you going to Gilbert's Cross?
No.
Well, when will you be back? Because it says in the diary
I'll
that you...
I'll see you later.
But you haven't forgotten, have you? Oh, dear.
Don't look like it's been decorated in a while.
Why are council buildings always painted that dirty cream colour?
Expect it was once, Magnolia. It's just darkened with age.
See, I didn't realise that they wouldn't let us bring our own flowers to decorate the marriage room.
Well, it's like the registrar said. You get a fixed slot, and by the end the next wedding's queuing up outside.
Well, we can always, you know, have some jolly music.
Oh, yeah, you bring your own music. Hmm. We had a great selection when I married Sid, do you remember?
I wasn't there.
But, well, you came to the party, didn't you? I remember you chatting at my sister.
I did not.
Yes, you did. Her husband was ready to lamp you.
That wasn't me.
Oh, yes, it was.
Yeah, well, I was probably drunk.
Well, can't say I blame you. She's a very attractive woman, is Nikki? Yeah,
not a patch on you, darling.
That's a real problem with the register office.
What?
Well, it's like you said about Jack's. For me, that place is...
Not too many memories of a previous life.
Yeah, afraid so.
Yeah. What's the alternative?
That's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, if we go somewhere that does the whole thing like Grey Gables or whatever, it's going to cost an arm and a leg.
Well, we could have a look at Falpersham Register Office.
Yeah, yeah, we could do that. But pound to a penny, it's painted the same shade of grimy cream.
Look, I'm being daft. This'll do. We're only signing on the dotted line after all. It's the party after that's important.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, you won't want to have it at the Bull, will you?
Won't I?
Not too many echoes the last time. Me chasing Nikki round the beer garden.
Oh, you do remember then.
What about the Feathers?
No, not someone else's pub.
How about that nice Italian restaurant in the Old Market?
I didn't know there was an Italian restaurant in the Old Market.
Yeah, well, I haven't been there for a while, but they do the best spaghetti alla vongole in Borsetshire.
Anthea.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, I'm feeling much better now. I had some rather disturbing news this morning.
You don't have to explain, Mrs. Bellamy. Your private life is your own affair.
Yes, well. Anyway.
I've just had a call from the builder's merchant to say the cheque arrived safely.
Good.
They were very grateful. Now, there's a couple of letters. I was going to PP them, but since you're here, I'll just print them off.
I've been for a ride. Nothing like a hack through the countryside on a fine summer's day to clear your head. Shouldn't really on a working day, I know, but... Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Number 3, Hillside. The tenants were supposed to be moving out.
Yes, I know.
I was meant to book them out at midday.
I saw it in the diary.
I completely forgot.
And since you weren't here, I took it upon myself.
You mean you've done it?
Yes.
Booked them out?
Yes.
And did you inspect the...
Oh, yes. I gave it a thorough examination. There was a large red wine stain on the living room carpet, which they'd made an unsuccessful attempt to clean and tried to hide by placing a chair over it.
I see.
So I informed them that the cost of professional cleaning would be deducted from their deposit.
And were they all right with that?
Of course.
Thank you. So much, Anthea.
Now, if you'd just sign these letters.
And as if that wasn't bad enough, in the middle of the night he rang down to complain that the air conditioning was keeping him awake.
Well, you didn't think to turn it off?
Then this morning I was sitting quietly in a corner of the restaurant.
Oh, evening.
Oh, hello, Gillian. G&T, darling?
Yeah, a large one.
And I'll just have half a shower.
Right.
And a wretched man plonked himself opposite me and complained about the rudeness of the night manager.
Thalia? Rude?
I remember having a guest like him once before.
Huh?
Years ago, when Jack was still in charge. A professional complainer. Keeps finding things to moan about until you offer him a reduction on his bill.
Well, I hope you didn't.
Oh. By the end of the morning, Oliver, I was just so desperate to get rid of him. He quite ruined my day.
Seems like you could do with a holiday.
Yeah, you tell her, Julie. She won't listen to me.
Oh, Oliver, that's really not fair.
You've hardly looked at those brochures I gave you.
Yes, I have.
You said you didn't fancy any of them.
I said I wasn't keen on a long-haul flight, that's all. But, well, if we went somewhere in Europe...
Italy?
Italy'd be perfect.
They had some lovely trips near Lake Garda, and there were definitely vacancies in September.
Right, that's £8.20, please.
Oh,
right. We'd have to get in that temporary manager, of course. It is rather short notice.
All the more reason to get on with things, then.
All right.
First thing in the morning, I'll call the agency.
So, I can go ahead and book?
Yes, all right.
Hurrah!
There's a change.
Oh, thanks. What about you and Kenton, Jolene? Are you having a honeymoon?
Oh, well, we haven't actually thought that far ahead yet.
Evening.
Oh, evening.
Hello, Lillian.
G&T.
Large one.
You've had a bad day too, haven't you?
You could say that.
Not as bad as mine, I bet.
Let it go, Caroline.
What?
Come on, let's go and sit down and talk about Italy.
Oh, all right.
So, if you ladies will excuse us.
Yeah, you go ahead.
So, should we go and sit down by the window? Okay.
So, what has the blessed Anthea done this time?
Well, actually, she saved my bacon today.
Really?
Doesn't make her any less annoying, though. Mm.
So, what's the problem?
It's Matt.
Ooh, what's happened?
Look, can we just nip outside for a minute? I don't really want to discuss it in here, and I'm absolutely gasping for a fag. Sorry, I know I shouldn't be smoking in front of you.
Oh, don't worry about that. So you've heard from Matt, have you?
He called this morning.
Still in Russia?
Yeah, but the thing is, Brenda is there with him.
Brenda?
Been with him all this time, apparently. Well,
I thought she was off travelling round Europe or something.
So did I.
So what's she doing in Russia?
Well, he says she's working as his PA, helping him set up this deal.
But...
I mean, he wasn't going to tell me, Jolene. He just let it slip by accident.
I don't get it.
No, neither do I. I have just bent over backwards to bail him out. I've sent him that new card and everything, and still all I'm getting is lies and evasion. I wonder if Mike knows what his daughter's up to.
Oh, I wouldn't say anything if I was you.
Well, why not?
Well, if Mike and Vicky don't know, they'll just be worried sick. And if they do know, well, you'll just make yourself look a bit foolish.
As if I don't look foolish enough already.
Brian.
Oh, hello, Martin.
You were playing?
Yeah, I had a round with old Rodney Walters this morning. And then he bought me lunch.
How was it?
I won, rather surprisingly.
No, I meant the lunch.
Oh, very nice. No, food's always good here.
Not to everyone's taste.
No?
Anyway, mustn't keep you. See you at the BL meeting.
Yes, bye.
You've done it already?
Yeah, did it this morning. Wine, fruit juice and 10 dozen glasses. Oh. I've dropped it all off at the village hall.
Well, I hope you had someone to help you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Christopher pitched in.
Oh, good.
Couldn't have managed it all on me own. Heck of a lot to carry.
Oh, thank you so much, Neil. There's no way I could have got away from work today.
Have you got the DVDs?
No, Patrick's still got them. But he promised he'd be there in good time. I think he wants to have a bit of a run-through on the village hall piano.
Ah, so we just need to set out the chairs.
Yeah, and the tables, don't forget.
Ah, yes. Are you sure we can get enough seats in with this cabaret sort of arrangement?
Yeah, it's a bit of a squash, but we have done it before.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry, Neil, I've got to go. I'll see you this evening.
Okay.
Bye.
May I come in?
Oh, afternoon, Martin.
Well, a few minutes early, I'm afraid.
That's all right.
Not interrupting anything vital?
Not at all.
Good.
Do have a seat. Coffee? Tea?
No, thank you.
So, what did you think of my changes to the lunch menu?
I wasn't aware that you'd made any changes.
It's what we were discussing last week. How to reduce costs without alienating the members.
We'll return to the subject of menus on another occasion. But there is a rather more pressing matter.
Oh, yes?
Tell me, Cathy, how closely do you monitor the performance of individual staff members?
Oh, that bunker is a real killer. I remember once... Sorry, that's mine. Excuse me a minute. David.
Sorry, Brian, I hear you're playing golf.
No, it's all right, I've finished.
I've had a bit of a disaster. Mm-hmm. I've managed to tip a trailer into the ditch.
What, a full trailer?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, dear.
And Adam's at A&E.
Yeah, one of the pickers managed to stick his hand through a window pane.
Yeah, but he thought that you might be able to help.
What, with the magic grain sucker?
Is that what it's called?
You want me to bring it over?
Please.
And you'll probably need our big tractor to get the trailer upright again.
Probably, yes. So, is there any chance?
Well, just give me half an hour, okay?
I don't believe it.
I'm not making this up, Cathy.
Well,
not Steve, surely?
I can't absolutely swear to it, of course. But all the signs point in that direction.
But Steve's been with us for years.
A trusted member of staff?
Yes, absolutely.
Probably why I thought he could get away with it.
There's a CCTV camera over the bar.
I am aware of that.
And there are other bar staff, you know.
Whom I have also observed and questioned.
Questioned? Oh, really, Martin, you should leave that sort of thing to me.
A few innocuous inquiries about their working practices, that's all. Nothing that could be construed as in any way a criticism.
And have you spoken to Steve?
No. I thought that was your job.
Oh, I see. And what exactly is it that makes you think he's got his fingers in the till?
There is, as you say, a CCTV camera right over the bar. I've watched the footage. And it's noticeable that sometimes, not all the time, he leans in so that the view of the camera is obstructed.
And that's it? He sometimes leans over in a particular way when using the till?
You don't believe me?
I think it's rather a big assumption that that means he's on the take.
Added to the fact that, as you yourself admitted, bar takings have been down in recent weeks.
Well, bar takings always fluctuate. And in the present climate, everyone's struggling. There are pubs closing down all over the place.
Yes, yes, I've heard all your excuses. But I'm telling you, there is something else going on here, and you shouldn't ignore it.
Well, I'm not going to accuse Steve of stealing when the only evidence is the way he stands when using the till.
Have you done a stock take of the bar lately?
Well, no. Steve does that. He is the bar manager.
Then may I suggest that once you've looked at the CCTV footage, you do an urgent stock take yourself.
Well, I'm rather tied up today.
This really can't wait, Kathy.
Well,
you need to get on to it straight away.
Nice one, Dad. How did you manage to do that?
Good question.
I can see how you could drop a wheel in a ditch, but tip it like that.
Left a bit!
Took a bit of doing, I can tell
you. A little bit more!
How about a pick for the website?
Oi, don't you dare.
Okay, that's it.
Harvest brought to a halt by former NFU chairman. Wouldn't do much for your street cred.
You are never going to let me forget this, are you?
And too right. Last year the Land Rover, and this year you've gone the whole hog with a trailer.
I am tired, that's all.
Old age, Dad.
Look, we've been harvesting since Monday, first thing, and with Pip away and your mother off on this course, I've been at it non-stop.
Right, any time now we should be up and running.
Is it going to do the job?
Well, I've never actually used this bit of kit before.
Oh, now he tells me.
Adam assures me it works a treat.
What does it do exactly?
Oh, well, sucks up the grain in one place and blows it out somewhere else.
Into the spare trailer?
Well, that's the theory. Jeff's just fixing the pipe.
How long will it take?
Probably about half an hour to empty the trailer.
A darn sight quicker than a four loader and shovels, that's for sure.
Then we'll get the big tractor hitched up and pull the trailer out.
I'm really sorry about this, Brian. I'm sure you've got better things to do.
Accidents happen. Did it myself once.
Oh?
Mind you, I had only just learned to drive. Right, I'll go and start her up. If you guys could keep an eye on this end...
Okay.
You might have to shift the pipe around as the grain level drops.
Gotcha.
Okay, here we go.
Neil, I am so sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, I should have been here half an hour ago, but I've just had the most dreadful day at work. Then I had to pop back home to pick up my costume.
Well, don't worry. Everything's under control.
No, I'll give you a hand with these chairs, shall I?
No. We can manage. Look, why don't you go and get changed? Huh?
But there's so much to do.
No, there isn't. It's all done. Sabrina's got the glasses all washed.
Sabrina has?
Yeah, wielding a dish mop like a good'un.
Good heavens.
It was quite a sight. Greta Garbo in rubber gloves. Now, how many chairs is that? Let's see, 60, 64, 66?
Oh, and what about the food?
Well, Jill and Clary are in the kitchen sorting out crisps and popcorn and what have you.
And Patrick's doing his warm-up.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he? And I love his Harold Lloyd look.
So, I needn't have rushed over here in such a panic.
Yeah, go on, go and get yourself changed.
Right, we just have to connect up the chain. You all right there, Jeff?
Yeah.
Won't take a minute, and we're all set.
Do you reckon the axle will take it?
Should do.
It's a serious lump of metal, that thing, isn't it?
190 horsepower.
Whoa.
We're not going to get finished tonight, are we?
Well, another 10 minutes, we'll be done.
No, I meant the wheat, with having to pull Jeff off the combine.
Oh, how much is left?
Too much. We'll be at it till 2 in the morning.
Well, do you want to take the other tractor, David?
Well, I can do it.
It's only for backup.
Okay.
Big tractor ought to be able to pull the thing out on its own. Okay, looks like we're all set. So, if one of you...
I'll do it.
Well, turn your engine on, but don't use the throttle unless I shout.
Yeah, okay, I know what to do.
Anything I can do, Brian?
Well, just watch and wait at the moment.
Think we'll make it to the silent film show?
Oh, I'm supposed to be going to that too. 7 o'clock showing.
And Wibber for the 9 o'clock.
Well, if this thing comes out first time, I might still make it.
Okay, Jeff. Right. Let's give it a go.
It's moving. It's coming.
Keep going. Keep going. Nearly there. That's
it. Awesome.
Ah. Is that it?
I think so. Hope so. Oh, there are no spare seats.
Oh, there's one.
Where?
Over there, in the corner. Look.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to give it another couple of minutes?
No, we'd better get started.
Are you going to sit in?
No,
or?
I'll stay out in the foyer and man the doors. Someone's bound to nip out to the loo.
Uh-huh.
I'll watch the second show.
OK, well, just give me a minute to get the projector warmed up and then you can do the lights.
Right, good luck.
God, I thought I wasn't going to make it.
You're just in time.
Jenny said she'd save me a seat.
Well, the only spare seat is...
Oh, yeah, there she is, over in the corner.
Excuse me, can I squeeze past? Yeah. Oh, sorry, was that yours?
Right, let's get this show on the road.
Did you enjoy it?
It was brilliant.
No 3D, no CGI.
But it was really good fun. And Patrick on piano, what a star.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
Fantastic. How did you get to play like that?
Ah, practice.
My sister practiced for years. No way could she do that. Anyway, did you make loads of dosh?
Ah, I hope so.
Because that's what it was all about, wasn't it? Money for the organ fund.
Well, it'll take a while to tot everything up, but we pretty much sold out, and what with the raffle and refreshments and everything.
Oh, Dad, there you are.
Oh, sorry, I was just having a word with Rob Titchener.
I saw you sneaking in halfway through.
Oh, dear, I hope I didn't cause too much of a disruption.
What kept you?
Auntie Elizabeth rang just as I was about to leave the house.
And you couldn't tell her to ring back?
Not really, no. She sounded a bit low.
What about?
Oh, you know, stuff. Nothing to worry about. I'll sort it out tomorrow.
I thought it would be just a sort of historical curiosity.
But they actually work as movies, don't they?
Yeah. You get completely caught up in the story, yeah. And after a couple of minutes, doesn't matter that there are no words. Yeah, it was just 3 dozen mixed yogurts.
Yes, and the ice cream, that's right.
Helen's very fed up she missed it.
Yes, what happened to her?
Oh, I was a bit annoyed, actually. Tony and I went to the early show and hurried home so that we could babysit and she could go to the 9 o'clock, but she complained of a headache.
Oh, dear.
Well, if we'd known, we could have gone to the Bull for a drink and made a night of it. Anyway, how much did you make in the end?
Well, I haven't had time to do a final calcalculation, but we've certainly topped 2,500.
Wow, that is fantastic.
I know. Oh, no. Gibson.
Oh, I'll take these in then.
Catch up with you later, okay? Morning, Martin.
Hi.
Oh, hello. Did you make it okay?
A couple of minutes late, but we weren't the only ones.
The way Ben was talking, I thought they'd have him scrubbing out the locker room with a toothbrush.
He does over-dramatise, doesn't he?
Oh, he loves his football.
They're very laid back, the guys who are doing the coaching.
Hmm.
They're letting you loose with a grain trailer again, though.
Yes, all right.
Thought you'd been blacklisted after yesterday's little mishap.
Thank you for reminding me. Adam's pretty hacked off about having to come back this morning to finish the job.
How long's it going to take?
Oh, only a couple of hours, I hope. I said I'd go over to Lower Loxley this afternoon.
And you don't want to miss out on the beer festival, do you?
That's not the reason I'm going.
I know.
Elizabeth sounded thoroughly depressed on the phone last night.
I think I might come with you.
Can you spare the time?
It's pretty much my last chance for an outing. I mean, come next week when carving starts.
It's going to be all hands to the pumps.
I don't understand why you're dragging your feet.
I'm not. Obviously, I didn't want to alert Steve to our suspicions, so I couldn't do the stock check yesterday until he was out of the way. And besides, if there'd been no shortfall...
But there was.
I'd have looked pretty silly.
How much?
£150, give or take.
And you think that's within an acceptable margin of error?
No, of course not.
So what are you waiting for?
For Steve to come into work. His shift doesn't start till noon.
And then you'll sack him.
I need to hear what he has to say first. There may be a perfectly innocent explanation. I am not prepared to condemn someone before I've heard their side of the story.
I have to go to a meeting, but I'll call in this afternoon to see how you got on.
There's really no need.
Oh, I think there is.
Amazing. I really didn't expect a crowd like this.
I've never seen so many men with beards.
Oh, well, no, that's the sign of a connoisseur. So you can't really appreciate the true quality of real ale unless it's filtered through your facial hair.
You better not say that too loud. Oh, look, there's Elizabeth. Elizabeth!
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Lovely to see you.
And you. You're looking well.
Oh, I'm just so relieved the weather's held.
Fantastic turnout.
Yeah, it's a popular event.
I never realised there were so many different kinds of beer.
Should have been here for the barbecue. Kebabs, marinated in stout. Ooh. Salad with ale and honey dressing.
Okay, not sure about that one.
Actually, it was quite delicious. Hey, did you manage to get the rest of your wheat in?
Yep. It's all done.
He told you about yesterday's debacle.
Oh, can we forget about that, please?
Sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
You didn't sound okay on the phone last night.
I'm sorry.
You had me worried.
Yeah, I just had such a rubbish day.
You and me both.
You know, things are completely stalled on the dairy block conversion and... Well, you know that the whole thing depends on my selling those two building plots.
They've been on the market for a while now, haven't they?
Yeah, middle of May we got outline planning permission. And I thought they'd be snapped up immediately. And there was quite a flurry of interest, but then it all went quiet.
You know, you should have a word with Lillian.
No, she and Matt have seen it, and they decided it wasn't Amside's thing. And then this bloke came over last week, and he spent ages at the site and asked all sorts of questions, said he'd be in touch. And... I really thought he was serious. And then he rang yesterday and made this ludicrous offer. I mean, it's barely half what the land is worth.
Oh, dear.
And that's what I was so depressed about last night. I thought, that's it. You know, they're not going to sell. I'm never going to raise the money to develop the old dairy, and the whole thing's been a fantasy.
But you've come so far.
And all the time and energy I've put into the project. It's all going to be completely wasted.
You can't give up now.
What happened about the bats?
Oh, well, there were no bats. We had to have the old dairy surveyed, but there was no evidence of bats, so I've been able to apply for listed building consent.
So it's not all bad news, then?
But unless I can sell the land, I can't... can't raise the money.
Well, this is a surprise.
Kenton!
Oh, I should have guessed you'd be here.
Of course. It's my duty to keep up with the latest trends in brewing.
And your duty to sample them all.
Well, not every single one.
What it is birthday.
Oh, of course. Many happy returns.
Oh, thanks for my presence, all of you.
I hope I was fitted okay.
It's perfect. Oh, and Elizabeth, do thank the twins for my remote-controlled helicopter.
What?
Freddie's idea.
He knows me too well.
Oh, dear, I don't like the sound of that.
Oh, thank goodness we got the wheat in.
Shall we go indoors and have a cup of tea?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yes, please.
Oh, tea?
Yeah, and some cake to soak up some of that beer.
Yeah, might be a good idea.
So I was right.
He admitted at once what he'd done. His wife has been seriously ill, which I did know about.
Yes, I'm sure there was a sob story. There always is.
He assured me it had only been going on for a couple of weeks, and he had every intention of paying the money back.
He would say that, wouldn't he?
But I had to give him his cards.
Of course. And you've reported him to the police.
What?
A crime has been committed.
Well, don't you think that would be an overreaction? It was only a matter of £150, and I deducted it from his wages when I paid him off.
It's still a crime.
But the man has lost his job. Surely that's punishment enough.
So what are you going to do now?
Well, I've got an agency barman coming in this evening. Obviously he'll need briefing.
I mean about the rest of the staff.
What about them?
I suspect that this may be merely the tip of the iceberg.
What do you mean?
If the bar manager could get away with such a blatant scam right under your nose, who's to say the rest of the staff aren't at it?
I think that's extremely unlikely.
Do you?
And to be frank, if anyone else is on the take, which I very much doubt, the fact that Steve has been dismissed will surely give them the message that such behaviour is not going to be tolerated.
It's not the most inspiring place, is it?
Where have you been?
Well, not since Ben was born. No.
Well, it hasn't changed. That's what Jolene says, anyway. She and Sid were married there.
Oh, of course.
Mind you, wasn't being used yesterday. I expect they tart it up a bit when there's a wedding happening. You know, bung in a vase or two of flowers.
More tea, Ruth?
No, thanks.
Oh, I'll have some, please.
It's about time we were getting back, actually.
Yeah, I need to go and pick up Ben. See if he's perfected his Gareth Bale free kicks.
Oh, can I have another piece of cake?
Yeah, help yourself.
Yeah. No, the real problem is the reception. Fallon suggested the roof garden at the County Hotel.
I didn't know there was one.
Oh, well, there isn't. Well, there's a roof, a few rather sad-looking shrubs in pots, and the place is knee-deep in faggots.
Oh,
God. This cake is excellent.
It's one of Mum's.
Ah, so I should have guessed.
What's wrong with the bull, then?
Well, Jolene's not keen.
Be a lot of work for you both to organise.
Mm. Oh, and do you remember that wonderful Italian restaurant in Old Market?
That's closed down.
Yeah, so we discovered. I'd no idea.
It was about 6 months ago.
God, that's such a shame. I used to love that place.
Why don't you have it here?
What?
The whole thing, wedding and reception.
Yeah, lovely thought, but we really can't afford your prices.
Oh, don't be silly. I'd let you have it at cost.
Really?
You're our family.
But aren't you booked out months in advance?
Only at weekends. I mean, if you're looking at an autumn date, well, unless we've got a special event or a major conference, when were you thinking of?
Oh, late October, early November.
Yeah, I'm sure we can fit you in.
Oh, that would be brilliant.
There you go. Problem solved.
We'll get down to the office in a minute and check the diary.
Now, we really must make a move. Come on, David.
Yep, okay.
Lovely to see you. You too, Kenton. Enjoy the rest of your birthday.
Yeah, oh, I will.
Bye-bye. And listen, don't worry about the development, eh?
Yeah, I'll try not to.
It'll sort itself out. These things, you know, they always take forever.
Yeah. Look, I'll come down with you.
No, we can find our own way out. See you soon.
Bye.
Yep.
Bye. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Lily's getting so excited about the wedding. She'll be really thrilled if you do have it here.
Aw.
And Freddie, of course. Oh, I hear that Fallon's going to be Jolene's best woman.
Yeah, well, yeah. She's really getting into organisational overdrive.
So will she wear the same as the bridesmaids, do you think?
Oh, don't ask me. Dress code is strictly Jolene's department.
And what about you?
No, I won't wear the same as the bridesmaids.
No? Have you chosen a best man yet?
I haven't really given it much thought.
Well, I'm sure you can find a willing volunteer.
Yeah, well, we need to sort a date first. So you reckon late October might work for you?
So I had to hire a temp at very short notice. That's why I'm so late.
But he's okay, is he, the temp?
Well, he's pleasant enough, perfectly competent. But he obviously won't know the members by name. Steve knew them all.
But he also had his fingers in the till.
Yeah, I know.
But... there you are. How about we get that?
Oh, thanks. Oh, that's good. You know what upset me the most, Pat? That he didn't think he could come to me and ask for an advance on his wages.
Well, that would have been the sensible thing to do.
I mean, we're talking £150.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Scarcely worth risking your job for.
I can't help feeling I've let him down.
Oh, come on, it's not your fault.
Yeah, but I knew his wife was ill. And if I'd been doing my job properly, I'd have realised he was struggling. Oh, I wish I hadn't had to sack him. The poor man was absolutely devastated.
You mustn't go blaming yourself.
Yeah, well, what's he going to do now? He's still got a sick wife, and now no money coming in at all.
You had no choice.
Hmm. Not with Gibson breathing down my neck, no. I wouldn't mind if he... Oh, if he wasn't so nasty about it.
Is he really that unpleasant?
Yes, he is. And the trouble is, when someone treats you like you're incompetent, well, you start doubting your own judgment. I keep finding myself thinking, am I doing this because I think it's the right thing to do, or because Gibson says it is?
He has got a point, though.
Well, that's the trouble. The wretched man is right. That's what's so humiliating.
Morning.
Oh, dear, caught in the act.
What?
Just every time I sneak out for a cigarette.
Oh, carry on, don't mind me.
What are you doing here anyway? I thought now Caroline was back in the saddle, you'd be putting your feet up.
I'm rather more concerned about persuading Caroline to put her feet up.
She's only just back.
Yeah, well, she doesn't believe in easing herself gently back into the world of work.
She has been a little manic this week.
Oh, you've noticed?
Just a bit.
But the solution is at hand.
Really?
Yeah, we're off to Italy next month, a whole 3 weeks, Lake Garda.
Oh, beautiful, and handy for Venice.
And Verona.
Well, so who's going to be running the place while you're away?
Don't worry, we're getting a temporary manager to come in.
Well, that's all arranged, is it?
Well, not yet. No, Caroline has contacted the agencies, but so far... Well, she just wants to be sure we get the right person.
Well, that's not an easy task.
Maybe not, but we'll get there, I'm sure.
Well, as long as they appreciate fine dining, I'm sure we'll be okay.
Oh, Ricky's took Bethany down to see her mum this weekend.
Oh, so you're all on your own?
Well, not for long, I don't suppose. Young Abby seemed to spend more time in our house than next door.
Yeah, because you spoil her rotten, I expect.
Oh, hardly at all.
Yeah, that's what grandparents do, isn't it?
Anyway, that was a very nice sandwich, thank you.
Well, I'll convey your compliments to the chef.
It can't beat Frida's old maid chutney, can you?
She reckons Bert has it with every meal.
are you and Kenton named the day yet?
As a matter of fact, we have.
Oh!
Just decided yesterday. Friday the 1st of November.
Oh.
Lower Loxley.
Lower Loxley?
Yeah. I'm beginning to discover the advantages of marrying into a large and influential family.
Elizabeth doing you a deal, is she?
Yeah, we couldn't afford it otherwise. Mm. But it's just so perfect. I didn't really want another DIY do here at the pub, but I was beginning to think that...
Hi, Jolene. Mike.
Oh, hello.
Good afternoon.
What can I get you, Lillian?
Oh, just a tonic, darling.
Ooh.
But I still have the afternoon to get through.
Yeah, righto.
So, how are you?
Oh, fine. And yourself?
Yeah, fine. And how's Brenda? You heard from her lately?
No, not for a while.
So you don't know what she's up to at the moment?
Well, enjoying her travels, that's all I know. Anyway, I best get over to Grange Farm. Problem with the lights in the bottling plant. Won't sort itself out, will it? See you, Jolene. Lillian.
Cheers, mate.
Bye.
I told you. What? Well, not to say anything to him about Brenda.
Well, he wasn't giving anything away, was he?
Probably because he doesn't know anything.
Have one yourself, darling.
Oh, not just now, thanks. Maybe later.
Jolene. Are you doing anything this evening?
Apart from running the pub.
Oh, of course. Friday night, sorry.
No, don't be silly. What do you have in mind?
Well, I need to catch up on all your wedding plans, don't I? Lower Loxley, I hear from Jill.
Yeah, we're really thrilled. Oh, it was so kind of Elizabeth.
Well, I just fancied some company. Guess I'm just not very used to being on my own.
Yeah, there's your change.
Thanks, darling.
Well, I could pop over early evening.
Could you?
Yeah, I'm sure Kenton and Reese can cope without me for an hour.
If you're sure.
So, what's Anthea done now?
Anthea?
Isn't that what's getting you down?
No. In fact, Anthea's turning out to be a bit of a treasure.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Well, I'm not saying she's not profoundly irritating.
Yeah, and a know-all, a fusspot who tells you how to do your job.
Yeah, all of that. But she does know the business.
Yeah, she told me she worked for some big outfit in Birmingham.
And she has just negotiated a fantastic price for all the ironware for Gilbert's Cross.
Ironware?
Yeah, you know, door hinges, locks, that sort of stuff. Oh. Got a much better deal than I could have. In fact, I promised to take her over next week to have a look at the site.
I should watch her back if I were you. She'll be staging a takeover.
All right, love, I'll talk to you again soon.
Hello!
Thanks for calling. Bye now.
Ah, it's you, Mike.
Oh, hello.
I thought Rosa was on bottling duty today.
Well, she was, but she rang me to say there was a problem with the lights.
Light?
Well, it's only one of the fluorescent tubes gone.
Got any spares?
Yeah, don't worry. I was just getting the stepladder set up when my phone rang.
I thought I heard voices.
Yeah, it was Brenda. Tell me she's back home, safe and sound.
Well, you must have missed her.
Oh, can't help it, can you? When your kids swan off and you don't have a clue what they're up to.
But she's home now, eh?
Well, not back here, back in the country.
You know. Ah.
Down in London, staying with some friends or other. Yeah, that should do it.
Want me to hold the ladder for you?
Well, if you could pass the new tube up to me.
Oh, sure. So, where's she been?
What?
Brenda.
Travelling round Europe with one of her university mates.
Oh, I remember doing that years ago. Oh, we had some adventures. All the way down to the south of France by train with a spot of hitchhiking thrown in. This was in the days before the Eurostar and the TGV.
That's got it.
Well, if you give it to me, and here's the new one.
Oh, cheers.
So, where did she get to?
Oh, she went sort of north, Denmark to start with.
That's somewhere I've never been.
And Russia.
How exciting.
Right, that seems to be secure.
I've always wanted to see St. Petersburg. Maybe next time.
Next time?
The Italian lakes will have to do for now.
You ain't going away, are you?
You certainly are.
But aren't you supposed to be milking for Ed?
Am I?
Well, he's off doing this badger vaccination thing.
Oh, next week, yes, of course. No, we're not going away till September.
Oh, that's a relief.
Lake Garda.
Yeah. I better just check the lights working properly.
Very handy for Verona.
Ah, that's okay.
So, when we're not relaxing by the lake, we'll be able to visit the opera.
Oh, that'd be nice.
So Caroline's back now, is she?
Yeah, a great relief.
Why? Did things fall apart without her?
No, not at all. It's a well-oiled machine, as Grey Gables. But Oliver's a lot more laid-back than she is. So certain people get more than usually officious.
Oh, let me guess.
And following his footsteps, checking up.
Linda Snow, by any chance?
I couldn't possibly comment. Here now, let me pour you a glass of fizz.
Oh, lovely. What are we celebrating?
Well, the fact that I've got a Friday night off. Oh. I can't remember the last time. So, how are things with you?
Oh, same old.
Henry okay?
Exhausting. It's a bit like owning a large dog. You have to take him out for a run twice a day.
Yeah, he was telling me all about slugs and polytunnels the last time I saw him.
Sounds about right.
There you go.
Cheers.
Your good health.
Oh, that's lovely. Mm.
Oh, here, I have one of these. They're goat's cheese and red pepper.
And you've made enough to feed an army.
Well, yeah, I was hoping that it wouldn't be just you and me tonight.
Am I that boring?
You know I love it when it's just the two of us. I don't have to censor any of the gossip.
Hmm, delicious. So, who else was meant to be coming?
Well, Adam did say he'd try and get the evening off, but I always knew that was going to be a long shot.
He's up to his eyeballs this time of year, isn't he?
So, I asked Rob...
Rob Titchener?
But he cried off at the last minute.
Oh.
Yeah, when I told him you were coming.
What?
I'm only joking. No, he had some crisis at work. I mean, he did explain, but when people start getting all technical about cows, I'm afraid it goes in one ear and out the other.
So he hasn't gone home then? I mean, to Hampshire?
No, not as far as I know.
I mean, it's not that they don't get on. It's just... can't really put my finger on it.
Right.
But if you asked him just to be polite, David might feel obliged to say yes.
Just to be polite.
Brothers, eh?
Yeah. Brothers.
Hey, you okay?
It was Matt's birthday on Wednesday.
Was it?
I was going to try and ring him, but...
Oh, Lillian.
Anyway, so you've got the venue sorted now.
Mm. I know, I can't quite believe it. 1st of November. Mm. There was a slot in early October, but I told Kenton that we need longer than that to sort everything.
Men, eh? They've no idea.
Oh, he meant well. I think he was just keen for it to be as soon as possible.
Yeah, of course he did. So, if David's not going to be best man, who is?
Well, don't say a word to anyone because Kenton hasn't asked him yet. But he thought Jamie.
Oh.
Yeah, Kenton and Jamie got really close all that time he was with Kathy.
That really is a lovely idea.
Isn't it? So, fingers crossed he says yes.
Thank you so much, Ian. It's been a wonderful evening.
So wonderful you can't wait to get away.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm only teasing.
I'm sorry. It's just been a really long week and I'm knackered.
Well, if you come back in, I'll make you a nice strong coffee.
Yeah, and then I'll be wide awake till 3 o'clock. Henry will be bouncing in at the crack of dawn.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'll see you again soon, OK?
OK, then. Night-night.
Night.
Bye.
Hello, Rob. Where are you?
At home.
Blossom Hill Cottage or Hampshire?
Blossom Hill.
Alone?
Yes.
Coming over.
But
5 minutes, OK?
I thought you were going to supper with Ian.
Yes, he told me you cried off.
I thought it was for the best.
We can't carry on like this, Rob.
Like what?
Avoiding each other. I had to miss the film show on Wednesday in case I bumped into you.
I was hoping you might.
What?
Bump into me. I didn't go home last weekend.
I know.
And when I phoned Jess... I was going to go down this weekend, but... I don't know what to do,
Rob,
Helen.
I can't...
I know. It's not your problem. It's so good to see you.
And you?
I know I shouldn't, but I can't help it. I think about you all the time. Your friendship means so much to me.
It's a bit more than friendship, isn't it?
The thing is,
I
Helen...
I want to be with you.
And I want to be with you so much. But I can't... The last thing I want to do is to hurt you, and until I sort things out with Jess...
I'm a grown woman, Rob. I know the situation. I know it's complicated. But I want so much to be with you. I've spent the last couple of weeks just longing for you. Longing to smell your skin, to kiss your mouth.
Oh, Helen. Helen.
I've missed you so much.